Saudi Arabia is calling on the international community to take decisive measures against Syria. A cabinet statement says the world should unite to end what it calls the massacre of Syrian people. It says President Bashar al-Assad must fully implement the UN peace plan, which calls for the establishment of a government through an election. Saudi Arabia claims it wants a democratically elected government in Syria at a time when it is being run by monarchs. Critics say if Riyadh is really concerned about the unrest, it should stop sending al-Qaeda militants there. Saudi Arabia is accused of funding and arming anti-Syrian groups. Hisham Jaber is the director of the Middle East Studies, who joins us from Beirut to shed his thoughts on this. Hisham Jaber, is Saudi Arabia in a position to criticize Syria?
Yeah, first of all, we have to mention that Saudi Arabia was always looking to be a regional power. No one can deny this. Saudi Arabia took advantage from the absence of Egypt from the Arab scene to play a regional role. Nobody can deny that Saudi Arabia did invest billions of dollars in Iraq, and it didn't get any significant result. Now Saudi Arabia is trying in Syria to get what it lost in Iraq. Saudi Arabia invest and pay a lot of money since the beginning of the Syrian crisis. But now it came officially that Saudi Arabia is committed to pay the salaries of the so-called Free Syrian Army in order to encourage the Syrian officers and the Syrian soldiers to defect the army. Saudi Arabia also is committed to pay to finance the weapons, to provide weapons to the Syrian army, and we learn the Free Syrian Army, and we learned yesterday that many of this officials in Saudi Arabia capital, for example, embarrassed the idea when it was put them, but Saudi officials who said, according to the sources of three Arab countries, around the same time that weapons started to flow across the southern Turkey in order to be given to the leaders of the opposition. This position of Saudi Arabia is, in my opinion, came by American instruction. What America cannot do it, it will allocate it to its allies in the region, like Saudi Arabia and Qatar. America, for example, cannot recognize that it will provide weapons to the insurgent in Syria, because America doesn't know what it will be the final destination of those weapons, maybe Al-Qaeda. In America there is a public opinion, but Saudi Arabia doesn't have any problem if those weapons will be finally, they will arrive to some extremistic organization in Syria. Because Saudi Arabia believes that it has some control on those groups or those organizations. I don't think Saudi Arabia, when it came from yesterday, from this statement calling President Assad to respect the Kofi Annan plans and to let the army withdraw from the cities, it will help. Saudi Arabia supposed to talk about the other side of the problem, which is the insurgent. Saudi Arabia, there are a lot of insurgent groups in Syria. Kofi Annan plan did fail because no one did recognize that it has an influence or pressure on those insurgents on the battlefield in Syria. The regime cannot withdraw from the cities and let the insurgents take advantage on the land. And since the beginning, no one did admit or recognize or gave even a promise that it will make pressure on the opposition or the insurgent in Syria to respect the ceasefire. For this reason, nothing will succeed, in my opinion, and providing weapons to the Syrian so-called Free Syrian Army, it will not help at all to solve the problem in Syria. The only solution in Syria, it will be the peaceful solution, the political solution, where we did expect Saudi Arabia to be in this solution, not on the side of the armed groups in Syria and the insurgents.
Doesn't it surprise you that you have a Saudi Arabia? Not only are they not discreet, not only are they not denying it, they're coming out in the open and saying, yes, we are arming the opposition groups. And then you have the UN official, Navi Pillay, coming out saying, yes, opposition groups are being armed, but not mentioning Saudi Arabia. I mean, isn't that kind of strange how Saudi Arabia is admitting to this, but yet nothing is being done about it? And yet that is one of the pivotal reasons why the bloodshed is going on.
Yes, it is strange. It's always been like this, the intervention of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, for example, as we said, was always looking to play a regional role, and did believe the Americans when they said the potential enemy is Iran, which is very, very dangerous in my opinion. The Saudi Arabia's high-ranking decision the responsible didn't forget that America was behind the invasion of Kuwait by Saddam Hussein, and that U.S. and America was behind the war and the invasion and the aggression against Iran. And they did forget this. And now, when the Americans, they are trying to tell them that Iran is the potential enemy, it seems they are believing this. And maybe, now, as we said, when America pushed Saudi Arabia to spend money and to pay to the insurgent and to pay the salaries and high salaries to the so-called Free Syrian Army, in order, as we said, to encourage the Syrian soldiers and officers to defect from the army. Also, Saudi Arabia said that is in conflict and war with Al-Qaeda inside Saudi Arabia. And we see, on the other hand, that Saudi Arabia is encouraging very extremistic Islamic groups,
right,
outside Saudi Arabia, like in Iraq and Syria or wherever. And the Saudis, they know very well that those groups belong in a way or another to Al-Qaeda belief and thinking and Al-Qaeda school and Al-Qaeda decision.
Okay, thank you very much. Director of the Middle East Studies Center, Hisham Jaber there.